At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Alec Murdaugh, obviously traumatized, violated, and wronged so many people in the course of his financial crimes. Take the murder and all that out of it, but... The effects of that long lasting, obviously, and go far beyond just the initial victims. We're hearing stories now from some of the family members of his victims. Gloria Satterfield, one of those, the beloved housekeeper who passed away in a fall at the Murdaugh's property in 2018. And I say fall in air quotes. I know it was a fall. How exactly that fall happened, I think, is still up for debate. I don't know. Everybody, for the most part, agreed that she tripped over the dogs and fell. Alec, the other day in court, saying when he made that story up. When I talked to Eric Bland the other day, he was like, she fell. Like, Alec's just literally making shit up again. Kind of what he was saying. Because that's Alec Murdaugh. Probably doesn't really mean a whole lot that Alec said that he was making it up. Other than it's just another contradiction to his stories. I don't think Alec even knows half the time when he's contradicting himself, because there's so many lies in his world. But the shocking saga of the former Alec Murdaugh housekeeper continues to unfold as he's now pled guilty to those financial crimes. Among the families, Gloria Satterfield, just a legacy, helped raise those kids, though Alec liked to contest that part in court as well. Gloria Satterfield, a dedicated mother and devoted worker, tragically lost her life in the fall at Moselle, the property, February 2nd of 2018. In the aftermath of the passing, Alec Murdaugh, the family's attorney and friend, approached Gloria's loved ones with promises of support. Quote, he said he would make sure the boys were taken care of, recalls Gloria's sister, Ginger Hardwin. He was just looking out for the boys because he thought a lot of Gloria, and he was just going to make sure her sons, Brian and Tony, were taken care of and to show his appreciation for all the years that Gloria had shown her love looking out for his family and his boys. With Murdaugh's guidance, the family pursued wrongful death and survival claims. It's because it's what Alec said to do. Basically said, sue me, and then my insurance will pay out, and I'll pay you. However, their trust was shattered when they discovered that their case had been settled for a staggering sum of over $4 million. The fact that Alec Murdaugh had not told them about. When you're the one doing the lawsuit, and your own attorney is not communicating these sort of things to you. And then taking your money, it's a little concerning. It made me sick to my stomach, says Tony, Gloria's son. The extent of Alec Murdaugh's deceit became evident when he was arrested in October of 2021, facing more than 100 financial crimes charges, revealing that Satterfield's family was not the only victim of his fraudulent actions. Last month, Murdaugh, already serving a life sentence for the murder of his wife Maggie and son Paul in June of 21, pled guilty to 22 financial crimes, including money laundering, breach of trust, and financial fraud. Prosecutors disclosed that Murdaugh had defrauded over 18 clients, a million, over a decade. Creighton Waters, the lead prosecutor in both Murdaugh's financial crimes and murder cases, emphasized the devastating impact of Murdaugh's deception. Waters stated, "The wreckage that was left is unprecedented. This was as egregious as it comes." Waters added that Alec Murdaugh had used trust as a weapon, exploiting his charismatic and friendly demeanor to deceive numerous victims. He remarked, "The reality is there's not one person out there who knew who he really was." Ginger Hadwin, who spoke at Murdaugh's sentencing for financial crimes, expressed the profound pain inflicted on her family and others, saying, "I not only felt the pain of my family of being betrayed, I felt the pain of the other family members that were betrayed by Alex," she said. Despite the anguish, Gloria Satterfield's family is determined to honor her memory through positive action. They established the Glorious Gifts Foundation with a mission to ensure that underprivileged children receive at least one gift for Christmas. "We just want to help people because she struggled, and we just want to help people that struggle," says Ginger. Gloria's son, Tony, added, "It's her legacy. It shows she didn't die in vain, that her death had a purpose. Now we can smile when we hear the name Gloria." So, it's
Maybe they should sell off the Murdaugh estate and put the money toward this.
Oh, the Murdaugh estate's already been sold.
Is it, like, completely?
Yeah,
liquid now?
It's not in the hands of Alec Murdaugh anymore. Everything's being liquidated or has been liquidated, and there's only so much money. Tar Poodlin and Jim Griffin say, "We're doing this pro bono. We haven't been paid or anything." I would question that, quite honestly. Maybe not in the traditional sense of, "Hey, here's your retainer that's due right now," but I would imagine there's been some funny work with money earlier on. Probably keeping them whole is my guess. And I'm not saying you need to represent somebody pro bono if you don't want to, but why the fuck would you stick with representing Alec Murdaugh?
I don't know.
Other than notoriety. I mean, there's a lot of fame and a lot of attention that comes with it. At the end of the day, though, you're still just a shitty lawyer from South Carolina. That's in bumblefuck. Nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you get all the attention right now, but at the end of the day, I don't know. I think they're enjoying their moments of fame and attention, but at the end of it, I don't know that a lot of people want them to necessarily represent them, or that it would necessarily make me want to hire these individuals to represent me after that. That's always kind of baffling to me with attorneys sometimes and the cases they choose to take on. If you can win them, great. But if it just turns into chaos, does that really reflect good on you?
Well, and I think it's not great resume material. I mean, do you really want to be associated with this case?
If you win.
Especially on the losing end?
I mean, if the ultimate thing here would be for them, maybe if they go back into court here and there's another Alec Murdaugh murder trial and Alec is found not guilty, then I guess it was all for the win, and my point's moot, and maybe they're seeing a bigger picture in this than I am, but I don't know. I don't know why you'd want to keep associating yourself with someone like that.
Well, and the facts still remain around the case, regardless, because of what happened with the clerk of courts, that might change things, that that he has to have another trial, but the facts are still the facts.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing's going to change in that regard, and he still looks guilty.
Eric Bland laid out a pretty good reason why he should be found guilty again, and that's out there this week on the podcast. Just look up Eric Bland on our feed, and you'll be able to hear that. He laid it out really straight. It's basically took the financial crimes out of it, because that, I think, was a big factor in convicting him the last time. But let's say that's not allowed into it. It's just strictly on the merits of the case. There's just so much that doesn't make any sense. The fact that he was down there with Paul and Maggie 2 minutes before they were murdered on videotape, and he knows nothing about exactly what happened. and then waits and, you know, literally is on the phone for an hour calling his law partners, calling his friends, eventually calls his son, doesn't tell his son, hey, you know, stay in place, lock your door. There's someone murdering our family. He encourages him to come to fucking Moselle that night. There's a lot. There's a lot. And the fact that he changed his story after 2 years of peddling the same thing to his family, his son, law enforcement, then changes it on the stand at a whim, doesn't necessarily look that good. Claims he went down and hugged their bodies and screamed, oh my God, what happened? And he's wearing a white t-shirt and he says he didn't change and there's not a drop of blood on him. Meanwhile, his son's brain are literally affixed to the ceiling because of the shotgun blast. Nothing adds up. Nothing.
No, this adds up. Nothing.
But yet,
it's just, unless he had some weird out of body experience, killed them, came back to reality and went, oh my God, I did this? Holy shit, I got to cover this up.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still not convinced that there wasn't somebody else involved with Alex that did this. But it still makes him just as accountable. He knows. He knows what happened. Whether it was him or somebody else, he knows, and he was certainly a part of it. It does make you wonder, though, sometimes people like this that are able to lie in such extreme ways, eventually sometimes, you know, they believe their own lies, and they can compartmentalize, and they can block things out. I do somewhat wonder if Alec Murdaugh has no memory of what actually happened because he's told himself a different narrative for so long, and he has the type of mutant brain that's able to do things like this and do these sort of acrobatics and ways of thinking that he truly believes he is innocent.
I guarantee it. You're right. He knows exactly what happened, whether he did it or if somebody else did. He's very aware of what happened. He's just in serious denial and he's never going to admit it.
Yeah. Or it's there somewhere back in that brain. And, you know, it's one of those things that comes out when dementia sets in. And you start hearing the stories. It's like, you did what? Can we finally, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But the Alec Murdaugh story, far from over. Do check out the Eric Blind interviews. Very telling on this whole saga.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.